This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The coronavirus that's spooking financial markets and limiting travel around the world is pushing beyond Asia, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Coronavirus.
Iraq now has its first case, as does Afghanistan. Kuwait, Bahrain, and Oman are also reporting their first cases. All five nations have links with Iran, where clusters of the virus are raising fears of a further spread. In Italy, which has become Europe's virus focal point, shoppers complained of empty store shelves as people hunkered down.
Die Corona-Epidemie ist als Epidemie.
Germany's health minister says it's only a matter of time before more of Europe is affected. I'm Sagar Magani.
The head of Libya's internationally recognized government has criticized the international community for not supporting the Libyan people and government of national accord, who are under attack by rebel forces. He spoke at the opening of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. Lisa Schlein has this report.
The president of the Presidency Council of the Government of National Accord of Libya, Fayez Mustafa Sarraj, quickly departed from diplomatic niceties to complain about the lack of UN and international support for his beleaguered government. He condemned the assault on the capital Tripoli by rebel commander Khalifa Haftar, whom he branded a war criminal. He said Haftar's military offensive, which began April 2019, has killed thousands of people and displaced hundreds of thousands. Sarraj said civilians, airports, hospitals, and infrastructure have been targeted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Katherine Johnson, the mathematician who aided the United States in early space missions, has died today. She was 101 years old. This is VOA News. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been convicted of sexual assault in New York City. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
A jury of seven men and five women took 5 days to find Harvey Weinstein guilty of sexually assaulting production assistant Mimi Haley at his apartment in 2006 and third-degree rape of a woman in 2013. Weinstein was found not guilty on the most serious charge, predatory sexual assault. Weinstein's lawyers said all sexual contact was consensual. Weinstein now faces more charges in Los Angeles. He's accused of raping one woman and sexually assaulting another on back-to-back nights during Oscars week in 2013. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
U.S. President Donald Trump is wrapping up his first official state visit to India. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Namaste. At a Namaste Trump rally with India's prime minister at a huge cricket stadium that undoubtedly is the biggest audience the president has ever addressed, Trump spoke of a trade deal he's been hoping for but not gotten.
He's a very tough negotiator.
One thing he did get.
Our representatives will sign deals to sell over $3 billion in the absolute finest state-of-the-art military helicopters and other equipment to the Indian Armed Forces.
And he got a lot of applause when he said the U.S. was working with India's neighbor Pakistan to crack down on militants operating on the Pakistani border. I'm Julie Walker.
The Islamic Jihad militant group in the Gaza Strip announced a unilateral ceasefire Monday evening to end 2 days of heavy fighting with Israel. In a statement, the Iranian-backed group said it had completed its retaliation for Israel's killing of three members, but it said it would respond to any further Israeli aggression. There was no immediate comment from Israel. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has started an ad campaign for legal claims. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The $23 million campaign is part of Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy proceedings. It's trying to resolve close to 3,000 lawsuits over the company's role in the opioid crisis. Online ads direct people to a website where claims can be made. Other versions of the ad will be seen later through various media to let people know they have until the end of June to file claims. Purdue has proposed a settlement that could be worth more than $10 billion over time. Purdue stopped making OxyContin 2 years ago. The heart of the lawsuits is the company promoted its drugs to doctors especially in misleading ways, downplaying risks and overstating benefits. I'm Ed Donahue.
The office of Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he submitted his resignation to the King on Monday. His resignation follows talks over the weekend between some members of his party and opposition groups on forming a new government to prevent the transition of power to his hand-picked successor, Anwar Ibrahim. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.